This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God,
who is love.
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. What a beautiful, blessed, wonderful, glorious, all the good things day. It's a Wednesday on The Father's Love Show, of course. Where else can you be at this time of the day? Welcome to The Father's Love Show. This is Lindiwe, and of course, I'm not going solo. I always have my partner, Bongan, with me here today on the 2nd of February. I'm laughing because we're talking about this 2nd of February 2022, you know, all these 222s. But welcome to The Father's Love Show. Looking forward to a wonderful time together with you on this Wednesday.
Two is better than one. Of course, that's the reason why I'm here. You can't fly solo.
No way. Two
is better than one on the second, which is two
of
the
course,
second
two is better than
month
one.
Two, which is 22 made out of two twos. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. Maybe our listeners can enlighten us by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-729-1657. 081-729-1657. Good afternoon, good day, Nimasiari. We greet you, Molweni, Lochani, Uhanet, Mediele. So awesome to have you with us today. It's a beautiful day, I tell you.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited. What excites me the most is the first Wednesday of February, the month of love, on The Father's Love Show. And we have none other than Prophet Richard Gray, all the way from KZN, Peter Maritzburg International Christian Center, to share the Word of God with us. And I trust that Lindiwe is excited. I know she's always excited when we have Prophet Richard Gray. You can join in on the conversation by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-729-1657. And immediately there, we're going to be live also on Facebook Live, 729 Cape Pulpit. Go tune in and watch how beautiful Lindiwe is. And here's Israel Hutton and the New Breed saying, "To worship you, I live." After this, Prophet Richard Gray is with us. Enjoy.
Away from the noise.
And when you have no words, indeed, to worship him, we live, because without him, we can do nothing. What a beautiful song by Israel Hutton and the New Breed, saying, "To worship you, I live." Lindy, this used to be your favorite song, isn't it? If my memory serves me well.
But of course, I love Israel.
Yes, yeah,
he,
I know.
He can worship. So anyone
she
who
or
can,
he?
Israel, he's a he.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought you said she.
No, he can worship. So yeah, anyone who can really, really worship for me, it's a go. It's good.
It's a go. It's a doing.
Everything. But yeah, it's the first Wednesday of a new month, fresh, you know, fresh month. With a fresh word, obviously, we always host Prophet Richard Gray on the first Wednesday of every month. So I, as you said, like I get excited. Of course, I mean, who wouldn't get excited when you step into a new month and then God just confirms what, you know, you've already been hearing from him, and then, you know, a prophet comes and confirms the word of God. It's always exciting when you know you're always on the right track. So I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us for this new month, the new month of love, February. Looking forward to a fresh word from the prophet. Prophet Richard Gray, how are you this beautiful Wednesday?
Well, thanks yourself, Pastor Lindiwe. Good and ready. And excited for this year, because God is always for us.
Amen.
And if he's for us, I always say, come with May, June, July, August, September, and so forth.
Yeah.
We always win.
No, that's for sure. And thank you so much for coming through on this Wednesday. So we are ready for you. I'm sure our listeners are ready to hear what God has prepared for them on this beautiful Wednesday and for the new month, of course.
Yes. Okay, well, you know, you got to understand that as a prophet, God gives words to share with people. Mm. And if people listen to it and they witness with it and relate to it, then they must apply it. Mm. And so the word of God is a very simple word. It's scripture we all know, but I think the Lord's just highlighting, and if I can just before I give it, and obviously other scriptures will come out as well, mm-hmm. is that if you noticed in the last 2 years with this COVID, mm. is that everybody has been pushed into a bit of a corner, you could say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been pushed. Lockdown is a form of pushing. Mm. It's subduing your actions. It's subduing your words. It's subduing your work. It's subduing your travel. It's subduing your plans. A lot of people got caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 2 years, we've been trained to back down, back mm. off, back up.
Mm.
And if we are not careful, we will surrender to these forces, because Jesus said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail, which means we're going forward. We're not ever retreating. And a lot of the church, obviously because we've had to obey government and all that, but I want to encourage people today to be careful that the devil doesn't take advantage and push you into a corner and make you sit there.
Mm.
You know, they people might have heard this before. They've done experiments with dogs and with fish, where they put a fish in a tank, and then they let the fish swim all around the tank, and then they put a glass partitioning in the middle, and then the fish swam, and suddenly they banged into this thing, and because they kept thinking the tank was big, so they didn't see it. You know, for some reason they couldn't see the glass tank. But after a while, they got used to bumping into it. So when they swam and they got to that distance, they knew, you better turn now, otherwise you're going to get hurt. and the fish automatically just turned at that point.
Okay.
So they trained the fish thus far no further. They did the same with a dog. They had a dog on a chain. The dog, when it ran to bark or someone and wanted to chase someone, when it got to the maximum of the chain choked it and, you know, put a limitation on the dog.
Mm.
And then the dog, whenever somebody came, he ran and he knew, this spot, you can't go any further because you'll get hurt.
Yeah.
And then, so the dog just ran and he knew, when you get here, stop.
Mm.
Then they took the chain off the dog. And the dog carried on with the same mannerism. It just, even when somebody was there, it was free. It could go further than the chain. But because of being so trained and having that hurt on it so much, it stopped at that spot. And so I felt God give me a word to say we've got to push. And the scripture that I want to use is Mark 11, verse 12. We know it, but let me just share it, and then if people can relate to it, then we need to wake up, and I'll give areas where I feel God says we need to push. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until the present time,
come on,
the kingdom of heaven, as I'm reading from the Amplified, has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Now, that word violent is not actually the word violent like we know it in the original. It's actually the word force. So, you know, some people think they've got to get physically violent, but it's close to that. If you study the original let me just go to the original Greek word, and it's interesting that it's the word baistes, which is close to the word basila, which is the root word for the word foot, and the root word for the word kingdom. When you look at those words, so it's interesting that the kingdom is directly connected to where you walk. And when Jesus said we must pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it means to put your foot down. And so it's interesting, when we put our foot down, we are establishing the kingdom of God. And wherever the soles of your feet will tread, God says, I've given it to you. So now the devil is, I believe, been using this mindset. Now, look, there's a lot of us that have pushed back. But just for adventure, someone has been pushed into a corner, and a lot of people in this way have been pushed into a corner, is where they a lot of fear. It's scared to go out in case I get the COVID. Scared to, you know, and just phobia after phobia of this because of this. And look, it was bad. The one time it was bad, but we don't know. I speak, give me liberty just to speak as it were, under correction. We don't actually know if all the COVID deaths were directly related to COVID. I was told this. So I'm speaking under correction. I'm speaking under hearsay. I don't speak because it was written. But I heard that for every COVID person that dies, the WHO organization gives the government like thousands and thousands of rand, because they've got to take care of the burial and the PPE and all that. So we heard stories where people came on Facebook, people were blatant. They said, my parent or my brother or my sister did not die of COVID, but they put it on their death certificate. They died of other things and maybe got COVID, and COVID sort of helped that person to die. So the word force, you know, the Bible says we must press on to the upward call of the mark of God in Christ Jesus. So we can't be laxy-daisy. We can't allow this thing to train our minds and our hearts to say, hey, I'm scared now to push because I don't know. Because this is what I've actually heard being said. And I tell you, I think it's a lie of the devil. I know worse times are coming on the earth. But for the unbeliever, not the believer, somehow God will supernaturally make a way for the believer, because he's the same God of the Old Testament as he is of the New Testament. And we have a better covenant based on better promises. So if God could physically part waters for people to go across, he can do it today. If God could physically provide bread supernaturally, more than any more and bakery could ever supply in one day for about 3 million people, God can still do it today. And Jesus gave us a taste of it when he multiplied the thousands of bread just from a handful of bread and fish. And so we need to start looking and not fearing and saying, if we ever push came to shove, God will supernaturally feed us.
Come on.
Because he gave us that clue as well in Matthew 6. In Matthew 6, Jesus said, don't worry about toil, what's it, food, clothing, and shelter, basically. He said, look at the birds, look at the flowers. He says, they don't even work, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Can you imagine the detail of God looking after every bird that's on the face of the earth? God. God, the Bible says God feeds it. For an example, I feed about 100 doves every morning, but guess who put it on my heart to do it? It's God.
Come on.
And bird seed can be quite costly, you know. And God has made me to buy it. And he's saying to me, you see, Richard, he said, I'm making you feed those doves. I'm causing you to feed those doves. And just like I'm causing you to feed those doves, of how much more value are you than a sparrow, a dove, and a bird?
Come on.
Therefore, I'll feed you. So I don't know if I must just stop there. We can carry on later just to continue the message. If you want to say anything to that for now, Pastor.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Lindy. I don't know about the listener, but I'm going to speak for myself right now because I'm so excited, you know, just hearing you, you know, sharing the word of the Lord with us and the manner in which you started, you know, for someone who say, you know, it has been, it seems like it has been all over, but I could hear exactly what God is saying, because what I'm hearing right now is that God is saying to us, let's break camp and move on. Let's press on to the, you know, to what God has laid ahead of us, because He has gone ahead of us. We need not to fear whatever it is that is being said, whatever it is that you've been told, whatever that is probably that you might have experienced in the past. God is saying to us, I'm waiting on you on the other side. You need to step out by faith and press on towards that goal and press on towards that mark, that which, you know. The awesome thing is that we have a destiny that God is calling us into. And guess who's the way that will lead us to that destiny? It is Jesus. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come, you know, to the Lord except through me. So Jesus is the journey. So as we walk, we are not even walking alone. We are walking with Jesus, and we are walking in His word that He's giving us today. You know, because of time, I'm actually tempted to actually also speak about Deuteronomy verse 1. I mean Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6, where it says, you have dwelt on this mountain for far too long. Break camp and move on. Meaning we have dwelt too much on this demise that we find ourselves in. We have entertained this thing for a longest time. We have allowed the pain that we have gone through. We have allowed the disappointments that we have gone through to dictate our forward movement. Ours is just to let go and continue to run this race. Maybe let me give Lindy before I share much, because there's a lot of what you said that actually sparked a lot in my heart right now. Lindy.
No, I guess for me, what comes out is that at the end of the day, we need to remember that there's a goal or a place that we need to reach. As much as the COVID and anything else might have put more like a stumbling block or something, but now it's time for us to arise, as even as a church.
Yeah.
It's time for us to arise. This is not a time for us to, you know, like you said, Prophet, to back off and allow the enemy to put us into a corner. Because for me, I've realized that some of, you know, during the pandemic, which we still are, a lot of believers, they really, really backed off, and other people could not come to church, and now they're still afraid to come back because of the COVID, and they've missed out on a whole lot of things. So I feel like that's what the enemy is trying to do, you know, to continue to put those thoughts in their minds that, you know what, guess what, you're still in the pandemic, so just back off a little bit. You'll go to church some other time, you'll fellowship with your believers and some other time, because when we gather together, when we fellowship with one another, that's where we encourage, we strengthen one another. And, you know, we share the word of God that build, you know, where we build each other up. So I think for me, it's really, really, this is the word from the Lord, that this is the time for us to push. And as I'm about to end my, like, I'm reminded of Philippians 3 verse 14. It says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. You know, heavenward in Christ Jesus. Let us remember that we need to press towards that goal. This is what should be in our minds.
Amen. Let's press towards that goal. And yes, Yolanda Adams saying, still I rise. After this, we still have Prophet Gray with us.
Indeed, it is the Father's Love Show on radio. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm smiling.
This beautiful afternoon. If you just joined us, of course, we have our special guest, Prophet Richard Gray, all the way from Pietermaritzburg, on the first Wednesday of February. Like every month, we host him. And if you have messed up, this is the word of the Lord for you, is that you need to push. I want to read the scripture that you quoted, Prophet, Matthew 11, verse 12, or on the NLT version. It says, and from the time John the Baptist began preaching until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people are attacking it. So forcefully advancing, this is the word that we need to push. Not just push, forcefully push towards that which God has prepared for us. And I trust and I believe and that our listeners are, you know, really, really grasping the word of God. You said earlier on that as a prophet, God gives you a word, and as people we need to hear, but also we need to apply that which God has spoken to us. And I believe that our listeners, they will really, really apply or put into action, you know, the word that God is declaring upon our lives. This is not a time to back down. This is not a time for us to back off. This is the time for us to push, even in terms of, you know, soul winning, going out there and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. People need to come into the knowledge of who God is, the true God, the true God. Yeah. They need to hear the gospel of the, you know, of Jesus Christ at such a time as this. So, yeah, I'm really, really excited about what God has in store for us for this year. You can go ahead, Prophet, and share what God has in store for us.
Yes, just a quick correction on my Greek words there. Let me just quickly go over it again. The word violence. Is the word that means of someone who's a forcer, who's energetic, who's forceful. It's not that one that I said by Sheila. That word is the word kingdom, which means royalty. So we are of royalty. Then it goes down to the word, which means that it's a foundation, and we operate as sovereigns in the Lord's name, and then it goes down to the word basis, which means to walk, and a foot. That's what the root word of the word kingdom is. But the word force is the word violence. It starts off with to crowd oneself, to seize, to push into, to use force. I'm just going through some of the Greek words quickly without saying them. It means to to get the resources you need and to press it. And I thought I'd just correct that just briefly. But what do we need to push against? We need to push against fear, words of fear. Because the scripture says in Jonah 2, verse 8, if you observe a lying vanity, you forsake your own mercy. And then in Thessalonians, it says, if we believe the lie, we'll be condemned. We'll go down with the lie. The whole book of Job basically is based on fear. Job 3, verse 25, Job said, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. And if you look at Job 1, verse 5, he was talking about his children, maybe they've forsaken God in their hearts. So he kept repeating it. Yeah. He allowed that fear to come upon him until it literally swept him off of his feet, if I can say that. So we've got to be careful of what words we've heard. And I remember when we were being trained, so-called as pastors, all the pastors came together, and it was an unbeliever that was training us on how to do the COVID stuff in our churches. And he made a statement that I thought, my goodness, that's just like the devil. Excuse me having to say that, but he said we must treat this pandemic with paranoia. Those were his exact words. We've got to treat this pandemic with paranoia. In other words, that everybody has to fear of getting the COVID. So if you fear, what does fear do? Fear brings torment. Yeah. Fear brings a form of punishment. Fear makes you run. And most fear is based on a lie. If you think about it, you're going to get COVID. You're going to die. You next. You never know when you're going to get it. Man, someone's going to give it to you today, tomorrow, whatever. So we've got to push against words and mindsets that have captured us and held us bondage to them. And that's what the Bible says, that Jesus has delivered us from the fear of bondage again to fear. And thereby we can cry, Abba, Father. There you go, Father's love. Abba, Father. So Daddy will take care of the fear. Daddy will take care of the enemy. I must be about my Father's business and let him be about protecting me here. He's got angels. He's got the Holy Spirit. He's got forces out there that are greater than those that are against me. And so I have to keep moving by faith. And it's exactly like Pastor Lindiwe said. There's too many Christians, now watch this, preaching against the vaccination instead of preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
We are so sidetracked and bent, if I can say hell-bent, on preaching against vaccination that we've actually forsaken the gospel. We're not preaching the gospel anymore. We're preaching government. We're preaching medication. We're preaching for or against an injection or for or against what. And the devil has actually derailed millions of believers because there's all these conspiracy theories, whether it's right or wrong, who cares? So we've got to stop allowing fear to get us and stop allowing conversations that are not godly and not God-ordained or God-purposed. And we've got to get back to preaching the gospel, get back to preaching healing,
Amen.
Get back to preaching protection, get back to preaching faith, hope and love, and the things I care. So we've got to push with everything that is in us. Because I do believe that that we are in the end times, and what they're pushing with the COVID jab, the vaccination, is a prelude to the mark of the beast. I do believe that. But according to my understanding of Scripture is that if you're a five wise virgin and you've got oil in your lamp, you'll escape that tribulation that is coming upon the earth.
Amen.
And you won't be part of having to fight against getting the mark of the beast. So that's another fear. But we've got to be bold. We've got to gird our loins, as a gird your minds. You know, the Bible says be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a disciplined mind. That's what the word sound means in the original, disciplined. And we've got to discipline ourselves against anything that is contrary to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God's word is so for us. God's word is so strong. It's a two-edged sword. It cuts asunder. It's a hammer that breaks the rock. It has a fire that lifts me. It's forever settled in the heavens. So we've got to bring God's word on earth as it is in heaven, because it's settled there forever. And we've got to settle it here in our lives as it were forever, so that we are not taken by surprise. We are not taken by fear, because the scripture also says, be not afraid of sudden fear or of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. So we've got to regroup ourselves first in our heart. David said, I will unite my heart to fear your name, not to fear the COVID, not to fear the word. I will unite. In other words, I'll bring my heart and mind and being into unity with the word of God. And then I will take God's word, if I can say this way, the gospels. Take some gospels, if you catch that, and into your heart, which is scripture, the word, faith, hope and love, and then obedience to what God has told us to do. Because remember, Jesus said, if any man love me, you'll keep my commandments. But right now, too many believers are keeping the commandments of the world. They've somehow replaced the commandments of God for the commandments of man. And it's dangerous. And so whether you know, I've heard Bishop Bill Hammond, a great prophet, say, listen, I'll go down fighting. If I'm going to die of COVID, I'm not going to sit back and allow it to dictate to me what I can and what I can't do for God and with God and on God's behalf. I will go down fighting or preach the gospel. I mean, he's 87 years old and he's still traveling and ministering and prophesying and sharing and teaching. My goodness, what an example. That he just refuses to allow, and he's had COVID twice. He's actually had COVID twice in his 80s. And so I want to encourage people there, take on the mind of Christ. If Jesus were on earth in our place, would he be backing off? Would he be surrendering to the fear and to the words and say, oh, I better not share the gospel. I better not, just like Apostle Lindy said, I better not go to church, because that's the biggest trick of the devil. There's so many Christians are scared. And you know what? Well, in one way, I believe there are a lot of Christians that have backslidden because now it's hard for them to come back to church.
Sadly.
Because they're comfortable, they don't have to pay tithes anymore. Because I'm talking of what I'm hearing worldwide. It's even happened in my church, where I've had a lot of people that have gone, stopped tithing, stopped giving offerings. You can't even get a hold of some of them anymore. And then they still have excuses. Now, when this COVID dies down, I'll come to church. But we see them in the mall. In the restaurants.
It.
We see them. We physically walk past them. But now I can't come to church. My goodness, Lord. Yeah, some of them are traveling in aeroplanes. And look how close that is. Some of them are, you know, getting together with family and relatives and friends, but they can't come to church. What a lie of the devil.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone out there that's believed that lie, listen, you better push against that lie, and you better find your feet in church. On God's behalf here. For your sake, your family's sake, your friend's sake, your relative's sake, and for the sake of those who need to be born again still to come into the kingdom of God, the church still has to be that rescue ship out there. And if I can just say this in closing, that to show you how God is a pusher, big time, the title given to God more than any other title put together, all the other titles, El Shaddai, El Elyon, Jehovah, if I'm not mistaken, the name that has come up mainly in the Old Testament is the Lord of Hosts.
Yeah.
It's mentioned more than any other title of God, and that word, that phrase, that title means the God of warfare and service. So God is a fighter. God is not intimidated by any kind of enemy. God will go in where there's leprosy and blast it out by the laying of hands, the word of faith. God will go into a dead body and raise it. God is not scared of any kind of enemy, death being the last one. So when we look at Jesus and the prophets of old, they weren't intimidated by any kind of enemy because while they understood the mindset of God, I'm the Lord of hosts, the God of warfare. In other words, it's like almost God saying, I'm looking for a fight. Anyone who touches you touches the apple of my eye. You know, what they do to the least of these, my brethren, they do to me. And God takes it personally. And God is about to get into warfare for us. In fact, I've got a word. I don't know if I preached it on Alive at 5 somewhere, but I sense that the God of vengeance is about to come and do warfare on our behalf. And he's going to rise in our midst, and our enemies are about to be scattered, but we have to cooperate with him. Okay, that's it for me today.
Amen. What a word, Prophet. Maybe before we let you go, just give you a minute or so just to pray for our listeners.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every lying word, every lying mindset, even if it's an ancient demonic stronghold that has given birth and set up the world today where it is. We know it's end times, but Father, as for the church, we're the light of the world. And we let our light so shine that others may see our good works. We have to be active, doing something, preaching the gospel. And so, Father, I pray for every believer that, Lord, I rebuke every spirit of fear. I rebuke every lie. I break its power in the name and by the blood of Jesus. I commission angels of God to go and do warfare on our behalf. And Holy Spirit, we have ears to hear what you are saying to us. And if any of us have shut your voice out because of fear, right now we stand, we repent, and we say, okay, Holy Spirit, speak to me afresh. Remind me, put me in remembrance of your word, and so that I can put the Father in remembrance of the word, and then pray the prayer of faith and deliver myself and others in the process. I thank you for that over all of us today, in Jesus' name, Father, and by your shed blood. Amen.
Prophet, thank you so very much, especially also, you know, not only for the word, you know, that you brought to us from the Lord for us, that we need to break through the fear, we need to break through the limitation of fear and just break this barrier and press on and move on, because God has awesome and awesome things on the other side, you know, of this limitation.
Yes.
Ours is just to break camp and move forward, you know, and possess the land, because that's what God wants us to do. And thank you so very much. We pray that may God continue to bless you, increase you, and enlarge your territory in 2022 and beyond. Thank you so much,
thank
Prophet.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Lindy, that was powerful. That was awesome.
Word.
I tell you, what a word.
I hope we have heard, and we're going to apply that. What God has said to us, that we need to push. We need to push. This is not a time for us to back down and procrastinate and be lazy. Let us just go on and press towards that prize, that goal that God has set to, you know, for us, and we are able to reach it.
We are able
in
to reach it
in the midst of
indeed,
everything that will come across in 2022. We are well able.
Yeah, and also, I mean, just looking at it, I think another thing that just comes to mind right now, it's you know, forget about what other people are going to say. You know, I'm talking to those that are still at home, not gotten up to go to church. Don't mind what people are going to say. Don't mind what people are going to think. This is between you and your God. You know, you need Him. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, we mustn't neglect the coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has been proven that indeed it is true. Because some, as Prophet Gray is saying, they've kind of like drawn back. You know, they've kind of like, I'm shying away from using the word backslidden. You know, they've kind of like drawn back, and they can agree or attest or testify that indeed their lives have no longer been the same again. Things are not the same as they were when they were going to church, you know, more often. So break through that fear of man. Break through that fear of being asked, where were you? What did you think? And all these other things that might be coming to mind that the enemy might be whispering in your ear right now. So we're saying, you know, break those limits. God is saying break those limits. Break that fear of man and go back to church and go back to worshiping the Lord. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy, because God has amazing, amazing things in store for all of us. Lindy, your final words?
We just need to shake off the lies of the enemy. Shake off the lies of the enemy. I'm going to leave you with John 16 verse 33. Go read it in the Amplified version. That's my homework for you.
Yes, ma'am.
For this afternoon. But let us push. Let us push and break through the fear, break through anything that is holding us in accomplishing that which God has prepared and has in store for us. Remember, you are God's masterpiece, workmanship created, you know, in Christ Jesus for good works. Good works are waiting for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen indeed. Thank you so very much for tuning in on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe on K-Pulpit, 729 AM. I think you will be doing yourself a huge and an awesome favor if you can visit our website and go to our icon or box there and make sure that you listen in on the podcast and send us some comments and send us some feedback as well. You can send us a WhatsApp message even after the show. Make sure that you first type in Father's Love and your message. Father's Love Show and your message on 081-729-1657. This is what we had for you for today and for this week. Until we meet again, same place, same time next week. And Gilma is coming at the top of the hour with Lief Stel. And before that, the news. So don't you change that dial. Just stay with your daily companion. We love you. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.